Okay, in the gold prayer book, I think turn to page 34. And we'll chant the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra, which is on top of the words daily prayers. And if you have a white binder instead of the gold prayer book, just turn to the first page that says Kadampa Center Prayers. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta read the four immeasurables in English just one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And now go to page 37. And we'll chant the four immeasurable chanting version that's toward the bottom of the page, and then the two mantras below that. And if you have the white binder, then it's just the words by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dang de. Chant Chen Rezig's mantra, the Buddha of Great Compassion, eight times, and then Green Tara's mantra, deity of enlightened activity, seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Taretu taretu re soha. Om 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 taretu taretu re soha.
Om Tare Tu Dare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Dare Tu Re Soha. Sanje je do zo je chono la, shonje ba da da na sha za je, da ge je sanje be chono, do la be je sanje ro bo jo. Sanje je do zo je chono la, shonje ba da da na sha za je, da ge je sanje be chono je, do la be je sanje ro bo jo. Sanje je do zo je chono la, shonje ba da da na sha. Dagi je sanje be tono jen, dola be je sanje nrobo. Shuhoi, nyen de shuwa tono ke shenye jenye she senze kunye doan, dola pe ba shen nolo shenye jenye de de den se bok. Kondo yon da den be tono nabo, ke den nan son de se bo, ande na shunje se be suje sanje jena ye de la shan so lo. Tia danga dinga de paranga de para songa de body so tia danga dinga de paranga de para songa de body so tia danga dinga de parang para songa de body so. Good morning. First we do few minutes silence meditation. It's good, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now maybe we do some brief meditation just for fun. And the thumb and you push your ring finger and do like this. Okay? Please copy me. Okay? Then you have to put here, okay, on the knee. When you do breathe, exhale, the first exhale, then exhale is outgoing, right? Then inhale, okay? When you breathe, inhale, you can't breathe one. Exhale, don't need count. The breathe out, in, you first count one. Okay, when you breathe like S, out, think about like, you know, attachment, aversion, ignorance, all the negative state mind, like unhappy and a bad dream, everything going with like smoking color, okay? When you breathe in, all holy beings, the happiness, everything come with breathe, the colorful inside. You have to think one is dead, okay? Now you have to push ring finger here and close, okay? Please, everybody, copy for me. Like, do like this. Okay? Then come this one, come here to nose here. Okay, then exhale. Like, okay, inhale. Another one. Two. Three. Now you have to go back here, okay? Do other side like this. Here. One. Three. Okay, now when you breathe in, you have to close this one like this. When breathe out, like this, open, okay? Put in on the knee. Okay. The breath meditation is very important. Breath make your channel is clean. Because we are human beings, always think negative, or like, you know, the negative energy is like, you know, keep here, then make you are easy to upset, easy to your mind is crazy. Therefore, breathe, make clean, basically like, you know, take off the, your negative mind, fill in the positive mind. Make sense? Okay, therefore, it's really good, like, you know, whenever you want to do meditate, like, you know, the meditation is so many different types of meditation. Therefore, whenever you want to do meditate, your mind is really need very calm. Without mind calm like crazy, whatever you do is not achieved. Therefore, the breath meditation is help your mind is very calm. Therefore, breath meditation is very important. If your mind is already calm, you don't have to do meditation, breath meditation. Don't need breathe. Okay? And, whenever your mind is very calm, then I think most of you recite mantra, right? Mantra? Okay? Whenever you recite mantra, not just recite mantra, you have to have think about, like, you know, maybe, for example, like, if we recite Buddha Shakyamuni mantra, we have to have set up, like, Buddha statue, like, 1 inch, 2 inch, from here, this level, from here, like, you know, from here, very strong, bright, very bright, like, you know, then a smile, like, something like that kind, you have to imagine, then you have to do recite Om Tiyata Om Namo Namah Muni So Tiyata Om Namo Namah Muni So. You have to focus the statue. Then you have to imagine like from the statue come to like shiny, come your mind through the like bliss all over your body. You have to think about like that, recite mantra. It's really powerful. Do like, you know, it's don't have to do like an hour, like, you know, 5 minutes. Then if really good, 10 minutes, like be more and more, it's really good. Because if you do something like that, they don't need very educated. We can do those things. You can do like, you know, every time they become like, you know, used to do, then of course, sooner or later, we all have to do, have to go to nice life, right? During the dead time, before the die, few seconds, you can automatically come like this. You know what I mean? This make you really help you. Because we don't do anything like this nowadays, then I don't know the that time we can remind or not. It's too difficult. Everybody's a pain, very scared. It's too difficult. Now, since now we do, whenever you recite Om Mani Padme Hum, on Tara, in Buddha, Medicine Buddha, you have to set up like a Buddha, which you recite mantra, which Buddha you set up, like something like that. That's helpful a lot. Then one of the our master say, he promise if you do every day like that, you don't have to go to hell. He said, okay. Anyway, now we are going to maybe set up some motivation. Okay, that's also very important. Because whatever we do, practice Buddhist Dharma, and everything what we do, set of motivation is very important. Like for example, all of us came to here, Kadamba Center. Like we came here, same time, same hall, and doing same thing. But we all have, I guess, different motivation. People come to hear so many reasons, right? Therefore, I think create a different benefit. Like, for example, we recite Tara Mantra, all of us together, like Om Tare Tudare Ture Soha. Some people may be motivation for benefit this life. Some people do, like, you know, benefit free from samsara. Then some people do, like, you know, benefit all the mother sentient beings free from suffering and reach enlightenment. They have three different, like, you know, motivation, right? They have huge different beneficial. Therefore, I think a set of motivation is very important. I think, of course, benefit this life is received, right? It's not abandoned. That's good. But the best one is all the mother sentient being free from samsara and reach enlightenment. That's the most powerful. And therefore, whenever we do practice Buddhist Dharma, we have to set off all the mother sentient being and free from samsara and reach enlightenment. This is the best motivation. Then also, like, you know, whenever you wake up, as we sanghas do, whenever we wake up, then we wash our, of course, face, then go to altar. We pray, prostration, then set up altar. Then we do, like, you know, today I'm fortunate, alive, still. Then today we are going to try to help other people. If we cannot help other people, it causes not harm. If we all set up this motivation, I think your life is becoming meaningful. Because why? Like, you know, many, like, you know, master, like for Lama Tsongkhapa and us, like Lama Zeba Rinpoche came here, then he talked us like 3 hours how to practice the good heart, right? The 3 hours he talked about the one for practice good heart, how benefit. Therefore, I think it is really, really important to help other people, practice good heart, and practice bodhicitta. Because practice bodhicitta and good heart, not only Buddhist religion, that's the root of happiness. Therefore, all of us wants for happiness, don't want suffering, right? I think nobody wants to suffering, nobody wish becoming suffering. Therefore, if we want happiness, we need to help other people. Because our happiness depends on others. Do you think that? Like, for example, like, you know, I travel a lot. I met so many different people. Whenever I met the people, I love to talk to people, you know, right? Therefore, whenever I, like, you know, Tibet, in China, India, even in Europe, I go through many different places. I met many people. And the first time, people are very, like, you know, looks. They are very happy, very good. Everything's perfect. When, like, you know, we become very close, we talk each other. then everybody has suffering. Everybody has some problem. Then I recite, like, you know, little bit why this problem come from. Most people, like, you know, family, friends, and relatives, many people, knew what they did good for them. They don't remember what they did bad things for them. Okay? Then they're easy to remember what other people did bad things for them. They don't remember what they did good things. Therefore, most people say, oh, I did for him these things, this and that. He never remember, she never remember, then make very upset, really unhappy. Therefore, family and friend and any like, you know, your community, better to look at them for bright side, good side. If you look for them good side, you got a lot of benefit. You also get happy. If you always like look them like, you know, negative side, then you always see negative, because we all human. They make always unhappy. They make always like sad, upset. Because some people say, if you go to upside down, you can see everybody going to upside down, right? Like similar like that. Therefore, try to, whenever you wake up every morning, Geshe-la say, Santi, good, right? Santi, good. That's good for all of us. It makes sense? Do you understand what I say? It's good. Otherwise, my English is not good. Okay. Yeah, the page's good heart is like, you know, very, very important. That's not based on religion. That's like, you know, it's foundation of the root. Foundation of the root of happiness. Especially when we think that our human society and we are depends each other. My happiness is you, your happiness me. If you think about that, you have like everything you cannot do yourself. Everything depends others, yeah. Therefore, for example, like, you know, if you are not good heart, how much you are educated, how much you are rich, how much you are powerful, is nothing. Because, like, you know, if you are, for example, like, you know, if you are educated, if you are not good heart, then you always proud, right? Proud yourself, always look down people who are uneducated. That cause make you unhappy. That's true? Yeah. If you are good heart, uneducated, it makes really different. Like, you know, good heart make change your family, change your community, change your, even change the world. Therefore, if you practice the good heart, you are happy, your family are happy, and your friends are happy. People always, like, you know, wants to talk to you, wants to stay around you. If you're very proud, then I don't know, the people wants to come with you, or is criticized. Right now, we can see in a TV show, everybody's criticized, people who are proud. Therefore, I think you can do anything without good heart. Therefore, if you practice good heart and bodhicitta, to reduce, like, you know, your attachment and ignorance, anger. Like, for if you reduce your attachment, ignorance, and jealousy, they make, like, you know, your attractiveness, like good looking and happy and wealth, cause that. Because attachment and anger and ignorance is not good at all. Like, for example, we just talk about other, like, you know, the always, like, come our mind three types of others, like your friends, family, your best friend, your enemy, people who you don't like, and rest of the, like, you know, world. They have three types of others, right? If you attachment your friends, your family, they always bring anger. Always bring anger. Like, for example, like attachment, your wife, your husband, your kids, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the attachment, then say, they think like this mind, oh, my girlfriend's the best of them in the world, most beautiful. Some people do something like that. I'm really, like, you know, stand up like this and do this and that. People like mind like this kind. Come up. This mind cheat you. It's not really potent. Like, for example, like, you know, I'm really not sure, but you have more experience, like, you know, like, when I first came here, I grew up in a monastery. Then when I came here, then here some of the students who I know, then always suffer because from their boyfriend and girlfriend. I think this is too much attachment, too much attachment. Like, for example, some people, like, you know, like, for example, like boyfriend and girlfriend. And boyfriend, maybe girlfriend go out, boyfriend stay somewhere, then always call, who with you, this and that, where you going, this and that. I think that's not love, that's a true attachment, okay? Then maybe take some photo with somebody, make very angry, why you take photo with him, why you eat with him, so many problems, right? That's not love, I think, that's attachment. Then sometimes it's like, you know, they make angry, they bring angry, then sometimes you punch them, right? Then fight each other. Therefore, I think attachment is really not good at all. Then I know some country, I don't know here, some country, like a girl and boy, too much attachment, then parents not get together, then they die together. Die. Sometimes they, like, you know, jump on the water, die together. Sometimes they drive and hit somewhere, die together. That's not love, right? That's attachment. Because attachment be like this. If you did something like that, then your life is gone. Therefore, I think attachment is always bring suffer, always. If you're angry, then whenever you say something, it's not nice. Then if you say something, you cannot take back. Okay, then already destroy your friends, families, people who you close, their mind already destroy, you already destroy them. Therefore, I think the practice bodhicitta and the good heart always reduce the attachment and anger and jealous, ignorance, like, you know, they always reduce. If they reduce, make you happy. Happy. Therefore, it's very important. Then, also, like, you know, of course, we need a friend. Is friends are very important in our life, create happiness. But, you know, you make friend through your money, through your things, through your power. It's not good at all. Because when your money runs out, then your friend ready to, hey, bye-bye. Yeah. I knew, like, you know, many explain, like, because all of us human beings, because we mistake a lot, right? Something we mistake, then we cannot say he's a bad person. Because things are changed a lot. Something he did good, he's a good person. We cannot judge. It's really cannot judge. Therefore, I think, for example, 2016, when I go back to my hometown, one of the women, wedding ceremony, and I heard one of my friend used to his father is his father used to the government job, very high level. Then everyone wants to be them. Everyone wants to talk to them. Everyone wants to help them because father is very powerful. Then during the daughter wedding ceremony, father already passed away. Then not many people there because, like, you know, their power is already gone. Therefore, most people, why during her father is alive, because father is very powerful, therefore they want to be friends with the father. Now father passed away, most people doesn't want to come in this ceremony. But in this ceremony here in Tibet is different. Here people give invitation letter, right? But my hometown not like that. Whole community have to go there. If don't come, then people are upset. Oh, he and this family did come, this and that, like something like that. And also I have another one friend, like, you know, her father is very rich. She used to live in Taiwan. Then everybody say, oh, I'm your father's relative, this and that, and I'm your mother's side, this and that. She says she have a lot of friends and relatives during her father's life. Then she came to the His Holiness teaching at the monastery. She said, no, I don't have any relative because my father is already passed away. Like something like that. Therefore, those people are just looking for, like, people who powerful, people who, like, you know, has money, like something like that. They want to befriend with them. Make sense? Okay. Therefore, for all of us, like, you know, need friends. Good friends, like, you know, people, when we difficult situation, people who come to help us, stay with us, then whenever we need, some people always, like, you know, it doesn't matter your situation, right? That's also really a good friend. Therefore, these people really make us happy, bring happiness. Therefore, it's really important. And also, like, you know, as we pray this morning, like four measurable, therefore, we cannot judge, like, you know, oh, he's not my friend, he's my enemy, he's this and that. We cannot judge because life is, like, you know, impermanent. Life is impermanent. Things change a lot. Therefore, sometimes early life, your friend becoming like enemy, enemy becoming friends, the enemy save life each other, friend kill each other. I told him many times here, my uncle killed by his best friend. His best friend killed him. Like something like that. We cannot judge. He's my good friend. He's my... It's too difficult to, like, you know, judge. But things are changed. We don't know future. We don't know tomorrow what's going to happen. Right? Therefore, always we try to all the mother sentient being same. Like for our life, I don't know if that's a good example or not. Like, you know, a few years ago, Gaddafi, one of the leaders, he used to, like, sit on the goddess seat, like, he owned all the people. Then finally, his people killed him on the street, right? We cannot judge, like, you know, only, like, you know, very powerful. Then at the end, he died, he's not poor. Therefore, things are changed a lot, therefore we cannot judge, like, you know, his and this and that is really not good. Therefore, you have too much attachment to your friends, and jealous for your enemy, anger your enemy is really not good. Therefore, if you practice bodhicitta and practice, like, you know, a good heart, reduce all attachment, anger, ignorance. Okay? I just remind. Anyway, then sometimes, like, you know, we when we are, like, young, everything is perfect. Then when we think we don't need the other people's help. Here, many people say that I can stand myself. I think that's not reality. Like, for example, like, you know, our life. When we was young, the parents take care of us, right? Then, of course, then now we. Like, when we was young, parents take care of us. When we become, like, you know, parents drop to school, this and that. We don't have to, like, talk about mom's carry here, like, 9 months. Even you born, you cannot talk. If you are hungry, you cannot say, I'm hungry. If you sick, if you cold, heart, you cannot say anything, but mom take care everything for you. Similarly, like, you are getting sick, our life has so many suffering. Then if you are sick, everything is take care of other people. Then also you are getting old, you have to have somebody help, otherwise you cannot, like, survive, right? Therefore, everything come from other people. Therefore, we have responsibility to help other people too. Therefore, I don't know, some people I don't know here, like, you know, and parents are really, 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 really important for us, parents, especially mom. Then many, like, you know, Tibetan Indian masters say, if you help parents and see emptiness, the marriage is the same level. Have you ever heard that? Help parents and see emptiness is same level. Seeing emptiness is not easy because you have to have practice, like, you know, life to life. But you help your parents, it's the same level, you see the emptiness. Therefore, parents is that kindness us. Even you talk about the Buddhists, okay? When you see the bodhicitta, receive bodhicitta, they have one way, you have to have how kindness your mom. Have you ever heard they have seven, what they call the English?
Six cause, one effect.
Practice your mom. How kind is your mom? How is... Buddhists, like, you know, all the mother sinje be used to your parents, your mom. Because all of you become my mom. It's too complicated. It's not easy. But it's not easy, right? But you practice, like, in a every single day, that I don't know how to say. If you, like, for example, like, you know, that's not thinking. Like, when I first came here, even I cannot say, nice to meet you. Then I say again and again and again and again and again. Whenever I see new people, I can say, hey, nice to meet you. Similarly, like that, if you practice, like, you know, this six cause one effect, then practice one by one, used to, like, nice to meet you. You can come to your mind. Like, for example, like, you know, I tell many stories, this one. When my hometown people is, like, you know, they are really gentle. They're easy to say whatever they have mind. They wants to say. They don't want to keep secret. They want to say something like that. But the people lie to them. They are really angry. Easy to angry. You know what I mean? Therefore, those people come to monastery. Then teachers teach how to patience, this and that. Nowadays, look at, like, you know, the three biggest monasteries in Sera Dubiga, the most, like, great master from Eastern Tibet. They are great patient because they learn every day. Then they become like they are something like that. Therefore, if you learn practice, then everything is there. Easy, familiar, easy, yeah. Therefore, like the Lama Tsongkhapa, all the Indian master, Lama Sepa Rinpoche came to here, all those great master requires to us to practice good heart and bodhicitta. Why they requires to us. They knew already, if you practice good heart, practice, like, you know, bodhicitta, you got happiness. Therefore, they knew. Therefore, they don't want us suffering. Therefore, they remind us to, if you do this and that, you got benefit. Therefore, they always remind us to do practice good heart and bodhicitta and help other people. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Maybe we're going to stop there. If you have questions, do you want to discuss it? Few minutes? If you have questions, anything, can ask me. If I don't know, she is here. Everybody is good? Maybe.
Okay, I have a question. So we're talking about like mothers and things like that. So what if you, so I guess my struggle with that is like my mom and my relationship is a little interesting. And she's not always the kindest, you know. And I know in the teachings you're like, oh, all mother beings are kind. And I can understand the aspect of, you know, mom's giving birth to you and, you know, having to give up things to go through birth. But I guess it's hard for me to deal with it when I am constantly hurt by a mother being all the time. I don't know if you can speak to that and how you can reframe your perspective on looking at that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. That's a very good question. Because, like, you know, what I said, like, you know, always, like, look bright side, right? Because when I was young, my mom beat a lot me. Really, like, I'm really, like, in naughty boy. Yeah, I'm really, like, you know, like, for example, like, my nephew, yes, he is, then I call my mom, how about when I was young? Then my mom say, you are worse than him. Anyway, my mom, like, scold me, beat me, many things she did for me. I think she wants to be me become a good boy. Therefore, she did. Therefore, I always, like, you know, love my mom. Even though she beat me more than, like, 1,000 times, not 1 times, when I was young, really, like, you know, then everything she wants to be me becoming good. Therefore, she did. Like, for example, like, you know, some people I really don't like because they love their kid. I know they love their kid. They're very compassionate, but they don't have wisdom. You know, whatever they want to do, oh, honey, let's do this and that. They don't want to be like, you know, I mean, like, discipline. Therefore, whenever we, like, you know, take care of the kids, we have to have wisdom and compassion together. Santi, of course, that's your own kid. You have to be very nice to them. But Santi, like, you know, can't do this and that. You have to discipline, right? Otherwise, like, you know, the kids easy to exploit. If you let do everything, they want to do everything. I mean, that's the one thing, right? The another thing is, like, you know, the Lama Zabarmuchi was here. He said, like, you know, whatever coming your life, this is the karma you did previous life back to them. Therefore, you have to have this life, then this and that. Otherwise, you do again, then people do again for you. The everything is cause and condition. Therefore, like something, like, you know, come to your life. Maybe cause you did something, maybe previous life, maybe early this life. Make sense? Maybe.
I'm sort of in a similar situation too, with my mother, and in fact my mother left me when I was 2, and my father raised me primarily. and I had some opportunities to kind of live with my mother periodically. But I've been in the military for a long time. I'm stationed in Bragg, so it's kind of a very fortunate to be able to come out here. Recently came out here. But I finally had to come to terms with the fact that I had to stand up for myself and tell my mother that she couldn't really communicate, you know, how do I say this? If she wanted to be in my life, she needed to respect me for who I am.
Okay.
And I think the problem that I was dealing with was last week we came here when Lama Zopa was here, and I was really kind of beating myself up over the illusion that I'm kind of trapped in with this negative karma. I've had a really terrible life, and I get into this whole frustration that I'm not going to be able to overcome this. And so I don't know. I think I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm just really thankful to be here. Mm-hmm. Buddhism is very new to me. Mm-hmm. I've been in the military for a long time. I've seen a lot of stuff. I'm just really thankful for the opportunity.
Okay. That's good. I think first, I just want to say, like, you know, earlier I said, like, you know, we always look somebody, like, negatively, not for, like, you know, bright side. If you look like bright side, your mom, I think that she did a lot of things for you. But we are human beings. Easy to come out our mind in negative. It's difficult to come to positive. Therefore, the most people are like, you know, the, right now you said when you was young, mom left you, this and that. But I think my mom has also a lot of worry about you. Because, like, you know, they have one example. One mom has two daughters. The one Sally, like noodle. One Sally, umbrella. Yeah, when it's rainy, she's very sad because she knew, like, you know, the daughter not going to sell the noodle because noodle have to die on the sun. Okay. Then Sunshine, she is also worried because the other daughter cannot sell the umbrella. Make sense? Therefore, mom is like something like that. Always worry about, like, you know, that their kids' life. Therefore, I think she has also, like, you know. Then also you said if you, she wants to your life, she have to respect you, right? Then how much you respect back to your mom? That's also another question. Then also His Holiness Dalai Lama always said, like, same, don't wait for smile other people. Therefore, you first smile to them. We believe in karma. They will smile back to you. Similarly, you respect your mom. Mom will respect 100% to you, I think. I guess. Yeah. I don't know how much you respect for your mom. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's difficult, you know, with the relationship with your mom if it's not positive consistently, and you feel like the majority of it is negative, because relationship with mom is very important, and it touches probably the most tender part of your heart. So if mom is negative a lot towards you, you feel very hurt because that's a very tender part of your heart. I think if you can begin to recognize that you have those feelings, but that you are not those feelings, that the feelings are there a lot, but they are not who you are. And like the gentleman was saying, that you begin to build a self-concept that is apart from mom, which is a difficult thing to do, right? But the more you build a concept that's you apart from mom, and that those feelings will come and go, she may or may not come back with what seems like respect to you, and you may have to, like Geshe-la says, if you can be in a situation and turn your mind from negative to positive, great. But if you can't do that, then you have to maybe step away. So sometimes it means stepping away and gathering yourself and stitching up your heart. And sometimes it means being there and knowing that she's doing the best she can, but that you make sure that your heart stays protected.
Hi. I'm going through an opposite problem. So I love my parents. We've had our differences, but they're getting older now. And they're slipping, okay? I mean, they're still doing cool. They still live by themselves, but they're slipping. And my brother, for all intents and purposes, is in denial, you know? So how do you, I guess when they get older, you kind of have to become the parent. So I'm struggling with, you know, being that tough parent to them, saying like, you know, you ought to get this checked, or, you know, the time's going to come where you're going to have to go live here. So how do you do that without feeling like guilt? Because these are your parents, and now you're in a position of having to tell them, like, you know, you kind of have to do these things. It's like a reverse role. And I'm really struggling with it. You know, I've read up on Buddhist death and to be supportive, so I'm not in denial anymore. So now I'm trying to face this with reality, but I'm struggling with, I don't know when, but sooner than later, having to come to my parents and say, hey, man, you know, here's what's going on, and be honest with them.
Getting older and have more needs.
Okay.
And so he's having to be more in the role of the parent to them. Sometimes have to tell them what they should do. So he's asking, how do you do that without feeling guilty?
I still not get. How come so?
Okay. So he is seeing that his parents maybe are
getting old,
but not going to the doctor.
Okay.
Or they might need to move in a situation where they change their house because it's hard to take care of their house.
Okay.
But they don't want to do that, and so it's hard for him to know, you know, to tell them what to do. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not there yet, but it's coming.
My understanding, your parents is getting old. Then you wants to do this and that. If your parents doesn't want to do, then what you do, right?
Sounds like
that, right?
Yeah, and how not to feel guilty about it.
Yeah, like I guess you're doing good for your parents, not for like, you know, something like bad things. Everything you're doing, things for, I think, good for your parents. Therefore, everything's motivation, right? The Lama Tsongkhapa say, intention is good, everything's good. Intention is negative, then everything's becoming negative. Therefore, if your intention is good, then you think like your parents is, this situation is better, put here is better, this is better. Intention is good, I think it's good. They don't have to any guilty, right? Yeah. Sometimes, like, parents, that's good for parents. Parents doesn't want to listen to us. I know, yeah. Yeah. I know they're same my parents. But we try to our best. Yeah.
I'd like to address both of those questions because I've been through all of that. My parents have passed away. So, I guess it's up to you how you feel, you know, whether you're feeling guilty or not. But I think you'll have more regret if they are starting to, you know, having more accidents or people are honking at them and trying to swerve away from them while they're driving, that you take away their car keys. And that happened after my father had a wreck, and he turned and someone ran into him, but it's because he was at a stop sign and he was turning, and he thought. So later on I asked him, what do you do when you come to a stop sign? Well, I have the right of way. And I said, okay, that's it. We're taking your keys away. You don't even know basic traffic laws anymore. So, and then also we took away his cigarettes and we took away his alcohol. So, and I didn't have any qualms about that at all. You know, but it depends on you, you know, how you feel, whether you will, if those feelings of guilt or, you know, will arise. But I didn't, because I knew that if he didn't do that, he would, you know, he would end up killing himself or killing other people. So I had no guilt about that. And also for my mother, you know, making sure she was eating right. You know, she wanted to eat these foods, but it was bad for her diabetes, these things like that. So I just took away, no, you can't have that. No, you know, no problem with that. And then also for the problem of, you know, having problems with your mother. So this is what I did. You know, I thought about not, you know, this is not just this life that we have been, you know, mother, daughter, you know. For many, many lifetimes, she has been my mother. So I thought about, so what I do is I look at pictures of animals, mothers taking care of their babies. You know, like a mother bird covering up her wings mm-hmm. over her chicks, penguins, you know, mothers and fathers, you know, putting their eggs on their, balancing their eggs on their feet. And my mother used to, when I was small, she would wrap her coat around me because I was really skinny and little, and she would, you know, she thought I was cold in the winter, so she would wrap her coat around me, and I thought, oh, you know, she used to be my penguin mother, and, you know, I would think about that, and I would think about previous, past lives, all the different ways that she took care of me, you know, getting all these, creating all this bad negative karma by going out and hunting for, you know, game and as a lion and then feeding me or, you know, as a human, whatever. So that's what I thought. I didn't think about this life. I thought about previous lifetimes. And I thought, this is what she did for me. What a wonderful mother. And now, you know, this is what this life, she's been doing this, you know, she's being difficult because maybe I didn't appreciate her in a previous life. And even in this lifetime, maybe I didn't. And I'm sure, you know, there are a lot of times where I was bad when I was young. So that's how I did it. That's how I coped.
She wants to do.
No.
So you were talking earlier about attachment. And maybe not necessarily just mother relationships, but all relationships, you know, whether it's your parents, friends, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend. So I want to form the question correctly. I guess, what is the balance between not getting too attached or not having that attachment, but it being in a healthy place? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So where...
Yeah, I think... My opinion is trust each other is very good. Trust each other. But like, for example, if you love somebody, then somebody ask Buddha, like, you know, love and like, maybe attachment, love and attachment. Like, for example, if you love your flower, then you take care, put in the water, put in the sun, sometimes take inside the house, like something like that. If you attachment flower, then take off. You know, the cut. The few hours was very beautiful, then going to die soon, right? Something like that. If you love somebody, really, like, you know, whatever, like, for example, if you love somebody, then must, like, you know, listening their opinion. Who you love, she's opinion, and his opinion, and whatever he really does, you have to respect. Then if you true attachment, then you have true attachment. I think true attachment, selfish, very similar. Yeah. Because if you attachment to somebody, whatever you want to do, they have to do. Do you make sense? Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you have boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and like, you know, the wife, trust each other is very important. Trust bring, like, you know, then you are good relationship. Make sense? That's...
I have a question around being kind of help other people in the workplace. So for me, I always trying to be helpful and help other people and never say no to other people when I work. And I found like a lot of times like I'll give people the impression I'm kind of soft, and there will be people take advantage and dump work to me. So then the more general question is like, I feel most time I can only control myself and being kind, but a lot of time if people do not good things to you and you cannot change other people, then how to being kind and at the same time to protect yourself?
Kind and self-protect self?
Yeah, like you cannot change other people. If other people do bad things to you, you cannot change it, but you still need to be kind.
Okay. Of course, you have, like, you know, you have responsibility take care of yourself. That you have, like, for example, some people come to you, wants to kill you. Like, for example, they have many, like, you know, the Buddhists say somebody wants to hurt you and somebody wants to kill you. You have to have, like, you know, first, I don't know how to say, first you have to have defense for them. You survive. Survive. Make sense? Survive. Because sometimes they have two things. If you let kill them, you, then you have to think, oh, he created a lot of bad karma. If he kill me and he's going to become worse, this and that, they have thinking so many different. But, like, I don't know how to say it now.
You defend yourself to protect them.
Yeah, protect them. Then also, like, you know, like, for example, if you kind, mostly if you kind other people, kind for other people, you never, I don't know, some of the most people kind back to you. Like, for example, like one of my friend, he work some of the, I don't know, department, that they're his co-worker, who is like, look very strange, look like me, but don't want to talk to anybody. But whenever he go there, see him, then he always say, "Hey, good morning, how are you?" And then a few weeks, he don't want to answer. After, like, you know, a few weeks, then he said back, "Hey, good morning, how are you?" Make sense? Yeah, something like that. If you're kind like other people, it's like, you know, 99% their kindness back to you. Then that's your own cautious? It's not really, right? I don't know.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you. like for it, I'm thinking. Because like I never had this situation, therefore I have to think. If you kind other people take advantage from you. Like similar, like you know, we are talk about like you know, the friend who wants to be through the money and power, like something like that, right? Because you are nice to them, then they wants to your money, your power, like they wants to take your advantage, something like that. Then, if you know, if you knew, like you know, somebody going to take advantage from you. Then I think you have to do something, right? I don't know this answer now. Sorry. Okay.
I think a lot of it is about being kind, but not expecting anything in return from it. Like, I think if you're feeling like people are taking advantage of you or that you're being treated unfairly, I think a lot of it is that you need to like look at your own expectations, and it's definitely important to be kind, but if you're doing it and expecting something in return or expecting like a particular result, you're going to end up disappointed. So it's important to practice acts of kindness, but to make sure that you're not expecting certain things to happen as a result, if that makes sense.
But if you really practice Buddhist, they have many ways to study Buddhist. Because, like you know, like we talk about the 37, what the call?
37 practices of
the Buddhist. Bodhisattva, 37 of the pages Bodhisattva, we call like you know the Lale Sodima. They have many to teach how to use practice for those people. Like for example, like you know. Some people like you know, like your son, your kid. But these people do for you like you know, from the like you know, thousand people criticize you, do this and that. You have to have think about like you know, those people. Most important, your teachers. You are like Bodhisattvas. You have to think about like that. That most the 37 pages Bodhisattva talk about the dead. The people criticize you, people like doing something this and that, so many things. You have to think about more respect for them, more like this and that. They have Buddhist point of view, we have so many things pages about that, right? But I don't know generally how to do. Okay.
Do you want to continue, Geshe-la?
One more, okay.
I was going to cover a little bit about the mom, okay. The issue with the mom, but I think it kind of works with that too. One of the things that works for me is that I release myself from the attachment of expecting to for my mom to be something that she is not. And really recognizing her for who she is and not what I expect her to be as my mother and all the things that I wanted from a mom perspective. And just don't, it's not that I'm not taking personal because you do take personal from your mom, but it's just realizing who she is apart from what you wanted her to be. And that kind of helps me a little bit. And then also protecting myself to recognizing that if I give myself, if I do something, she's going to hurt me in the way I protect. I just don't go there, you know, and learning that because it was something that I used to do. I want her to be that kind of mother, and I would always try hope that if I keep doing, being the good mom, the good daughter, doing this and that, she one day will figure out how to treat me well. But then I recognize that that's not going to happen, but not with anger or anything like that. No, just accepting her for who she is, but also protecting myself to not go there. And I do doing with other people as well, the same way. Yeah. Accepting them and not expecting them to be who they're not.
Yeah. I think that's really good because, like, for me, like, you know, I was born 1972, and 1959 Chinese took our country. Then 1961, and most Tibetan people die because hungry because took everything Chinese took. Then my home from during the daytime very poor. Therefore, my parents has six kids. I think they cannot handle how to feed. Therefore, I think they said, okay, we're going to send to India for studying. Basically, they cannot handle all of us sent to India. That's, I guess, really guess. Like, you know, even though my parents doing the, like, you know, we are staying in my hometown, I told you before, my mom is very kind, one hand. Another hand, we are doing something. She always like hit us, like beat and scold, because we are not good. Therefore, she really wants to be for us good boy, good girl. Therefore, even she sent to us in India. India, we got a lot of difficult, like, you know, doing the at the monastery, but still, like, you know, we think about the positive mom. The mom is amazing kindness to us. Therefore, still we love mom. Make sense?
Yeah.
Like similar like
yeah,
that.
Even when they make mistake, it comes from a place from love in their mind.
Yeah.
Even in their mind, they're doing for love, even if they're messing up. they're not making a mistake, but they're coming from a place of love, not from hate. They're not doing from hate of their own child, but they make it's not even the it's not just to find, but it's coming from that.
Anyway, thank you so very much. My English is not good. The answer is mostly not correctly. Then I'm sorry, because my English is really not good. Thank you.
Okay, the gold book. Turn to page 246, and we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva's Bodhi Karyavatara. And it's on the back side of the prayer page in the white binder. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Just a couple of announcements. I think Elise has an announcement.
I'm Elise Strevel, the outreach coordinator. First, I want you all to rejoice in the merit of the wonderful things you've done. The Love Notes project, which is ongoing, is people take some packets of blank note cards and write an encouraging note that is then delivered along with a Meals on Wheels tray. And we have reached over 1,000 love notes written. So thank you all so much. Remember, this is ongoing. You can pick up the blank packets of notes and instructions by the side door and return them there as well. Eyeglasses, we've collected 46 eyeglasses for the free healthcare day that's going to take place in September. The Raleigh Sight Center is sponsoring. So thank you. You're giving the gift of sight to 46 people. Thank you. But today we really need some help. This afternoon we have a food packing event. The Rise Against Hunger group that used to be called Stop Hunger Now, we're having a food packing event at their warehouse. And this is to pack meals of grain and rice and vitamins that are sealed and kept and sent to emergencies and disasters around the world, or people who are in famine or disasters. They take these packets, they just add water, and they have a complete nutritious meal. And the Methodist Church is sponsoring this by, they donated like $1,000 and a certain number of volunteers to let this event happen, because we have to pay for the grain and the rice. But we still need over 20 volunteers and $600. So anybody who is available this afternoon, please join us. Just come and help out, whatever, I know, $1, $10, whatever you can afford to help to feed people that are in disaster. And there's little strips of paper on the counter at the bookstore that have the address. It's the food packing is from 3 to 5 p.m., and registration is at 2:30. So please come. Thank you so much.
So today is tea, so everyone visit with each other after the teaching. Next Sunday will be an open discussion about labor and Dharma, working in Dharma. So there will not be a teaching by one of the Geshe-las. Thank you today, Geshe-la.